Dexter, a fawn-coloured French bulldog, lives with his human in an apartment in New York City. He eats food cooked especially for him, has four beds, and countless tennis balls. Size small, of course. According to his human, Dexter enjoys eating, sleeping, and sniffing. But Dexter has another life his human knows nothing about. He is the famous Detective Dexter. Every morning after his human leaves for work, Dexter puts on his detective hat, heads out onto the terrace, leaps onto the ledge, and hops onto the fire escape where he keeps an office. His trusty assistant, a Pomeranian named Peanut, is always early, and there is always a line of city dogs who need help. The dogs and Baxter head out of Vizcaya and into town in search of Fergie DeMoe. He's got the collar. Belinda followed him while Baxter freed the dogs from Fergie's trap. Now they're on the hunt.
Fergie and the riffraffers will not get away with this.
We need more dogs. If he has that many cats with him, we must have backup.
You're right. Sound the alarm.
They walk to a small park, and by the time they arrive, there are already a few dogs there. More arrive by the minute.
What's going on?
Fergie DeMoe has returned. And he has the flu. He and his clowder, the riffraffers, are back together. And now, with the flu, he is stronger than ever. He must be stopped.
We need your help. We must find them and get the collar back.
Guys!
Belinda jumps onto Dexter's back.
I saw them. I followed them. I heard them. They're gonna break little Hubert out. Then they're gonna take over Miami. Fergie wants to set the dog catcher on all the dogs, so it's only the cats who'll run the streets.
I have dealt with the dog catcher in New York. It is not a fun task.
Let's hope we don't get that far.
Belinda, did you see where they were hiding?
Oh, they're not hiding.
Not hiding?
They're in Wynwood, hanging out. It's like Fergie's not afraid of anything. He's drinking milk, downing sushi, and showing off the flu.
Now I just boil hearing that.
Let me think. If Fergie really believes the collar makes him invincible, then what will happen when it is taken away? If we are able to give him doubt, to plant the thought that losing the flu will make him powerless, that he is not able to order others around, that it will make him just another normal cat, perhaps then we can stop him.
Wasn't there a kid who lived across the way who always watched Hubert and cried for a cat of his own?
I believe that was in the report, in case Hubert ever needed another place to be homed. We needed a backup.
That kid, he's the one, with 1,000 stuffed animals.
We place him with the child.
Yeah, we get the collar from Fergie, and we put him right in the arms of that little kid. He'll never let him go.
Baxter, you might just be a genius.
Well, I try.
We have Fergie's whereabouts, and we know where he's headed. Will you help us?
Follow us.
The dogs listen to Dexter. A huge pack follow him and the Dobermans, with Baxter and Belinda happily situated on Dexter's back.
They were down that street, in the park.
The dogs follow Belinda's directions, but when they arrive...
They are gone.
They're on their way to Hubert.
We cannot let them get him. If they get Hubert, this clowder is whole again. And with the flu, there's no stopping Fergie.
Then we have no choice. We must get there first. Belinda, Baxter, do you know any shortcuts?
Oh, do we?
Down that way.
Dexter runs. The dogs all take off behind him.
Need a lift, Pip?
Suddenly, parrots fly out of the trees from every which way.
Here we are.
They fly above the dogs, following Dexter.
Make a right up there. Head over the bridge.
Dexter starts to run even faster.
Don't give up now, Dexter. We're almost there!
Left!
Dexter turns!
Never give up!
They finally reach the spot between the buildings. It's a small dog park. No fence, just grass, and poop trash bins galore.
We made it.
Yep. Doesn't look like they're here yet.
Either way, we do not have much time. Dogs, set up at the fence, under the trees, in the bushes. Hide yourselves. When the cats come on my signal, we will jump out.
The dogs listen to Barbara.
Baxter, Belinda, can you wait by that bench? And when it's time, stick your tongues onto the flue and pull.
Oh, yeah. Only my favorite thing to do.
We'll be ready.
Right, good. Thanks.
And the child? We must get him here. I cannot remember which apartment.
That one. There. With the lamp on, in the window. I remember it also looked so cozy, so welcoming.
Barbara, would you like to live there?
I suppose I wouldn't mind trying it, but it is not what I was meant for. I should like a little blankie, though. A little blankie.
Barbara, you are a Doberman. Have some self-respect.
I too have a blankie. I use it when I nap. It is very comforting.
No, I should think it is.
Well, in any case, who's going to get the little one?
Pip! Pip, the parrot, flies down and lands on Rex's head.
Excuse me.
Excuse yourself. I'm doing business here. I need a perch.
Pip, can you fly to that window and get the little boy's attention?
We will need him to see Fergie. And once he does, we are sure he'll come down here and take him in. And never let him go.
A grand plan, indeed. I can get that boy's attention.
Fergie's Clowder. Pip,
go.
The dogs prepare themselves as the cats fly towards them. They must defeat Fergie and the riffraffers.
Here we go!